This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, specifically on a month-to-month basis, you might have gotten an email this morning telling you that if you want to keep getting free shipping and access to stuff like TV shows and music and ebooks, you're going to have to start paying more. Monthly Prime subscriptions are going from $10.99 to $12.99 a month. Student rates are going up by $1. Meanwhile, the annual membership fee is staying the same. We asked Marketplace's Rima Kreis to figure out what gives here.
With this new monthly hike, Prime members who stick with it for a year will end up paying about $156. The annual membership is $99.
You know, just looking at that difference, that's a pretty heavy premium to pay for a monthly membership.
Matt Sargent is with the research and consultancy firm Megid. He says when Amazon first introduced the monthly plan a couple of years ago, it was to help attract more low and middle income customers.
They want to be able to compete with Walmart.
He says a third of U.S. households that make less than $50,000 are signed up for Amazon Prime. That compares to about half of all households earning $100,000 or more. Sargent says the company may be hiking the monthly price because it's just not sustainable.
It's much more difficult when you're dealing with a smaller income household, lower transactions, lower ticket sizes, and they're still having to deal with shipping costs, returns, fulfillment, etc.
Amazon responded to our request for comment and says it'll continue to invest in Prime content. Ron Josey, an analyst with JMP Securities, says the hike could be a way to nudge more people to sign up for the annual subscription.
And that's the upsell. If you're able to migrate those monthly subscribers to annual, I think your churn goes down.
But because of the hike, some monthly Prime members, like 51-year-old Denise Bigger, are telling Amazon, see you later.
It was like the break-it point for me with Amazon because I've been so frustrated lately.
She says she's had trouble with the video service in particular. And for her, those extra dollars a month, they're not worth it. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.